Right now, let's welcome him back after his weekend of relaxation, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. Wasn't the greatest weekend, as we all know, but...
Hey, you know, we got the fireworks off yesterday at Lime Rock, and, you know, the afternoon of both days actually turned out okay, where we did get, you know, rain, and it was cool, but, hey, you know what? We made it through it. We made it through it, 4th of July, and happy birthday, America. You know?
Yep, it certainly wasn't one of the nicer 4th of July weekends, weather-wise.
No.
But nevertheless, like you said, we got through it. And, you know, now we're in a hazy, hot, humid weather pattern, and there'll be gusty thunderstorms possible toward evening today, lower 90s. After that thunderstorm threat passes early tonight, it'll become clear down to 70. Partly sunny, humid Wednesday, low 90s. Again, a chance of thunderstorms toward evening. Thursday, cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms, 70, as a front tries to drop down from the north and the remains of Elsa pass out through Maryland and Delaware. Then on Friday, that front will be coming down with showers and a thunderstorm, 80. The front's only going to get down to maybe Atlantic City on Saturday. So I don't know if we're going to see any showers or thunderstorms, especially for the early part of Saturday, and we'll be in the 80s. But then the front will try to come back north as a warm front on Sunday, when there'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms again. So a highly, highly unsettled week for the first full week of July.
All right. Over the weekend, Pat, I watched the Tomorrow War.
I did too. I would have to say, before you chime in here, on a 1 of 5 basis, with a 5 being, you know, the best, I would give it a 3.
Yeah, I would give it. I would give it. I talked about it yesterday. I would give it a 4, but because I watched it for lots of, well, monsters, animals. I watched it because I like Pratt, and I liked it because there's lots of booms and explosions and special effects like that. And I knew I wasn't watching an Academy Award winner. So, yeah, I think 3 to 4 out of 5 is it was. I had a good time watching it, to be honest with you. I mean,
yeah, I did too. It held my interest.
Yeah, and I thought all the characters were good, and I thought the storyline was pretty cool about his daughter and stuff like that. So yeah, it was fun to watch. That's all I can say. It was fun to watch. The aliens weren't too nasty to see. I mean, there was some gory scenes.
They were nasty enough.
But they even managed to get Russia in the plot. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but could you imagine a thing like that coming at you? Oh my goodness!
Well, no, I couldn't because I know I couldn't. Whoever thinks these things up, I often wonder how they sleep at night.
Yeah, you're right. Right, to come up with to come up with how they look and the whole bit. I totally agree. I have to tell you that I finished the series Mayor of Easttown, and thumbs up to that. It's kind of dark, folks, but it is really it holds you. It holds you to the very, very end, and I like that. And then my sister said to me, and this was last evening, she said to me, "Did you watch Unhinged yet?" I said, "No." She said, "It's a movie. It's not a series. Watch it." She said, "It is a thriller. It is excellent. It's got Russell Crowe." That's all I had to hear of Russell Crowe. I am not a fan of Russell Crowe. And after this movie?
You're still not a fan.
I'm totally not a fan because of the character he played. It is a thriller. Now, there's a couple of things that I thought were stupid, absolutely stupid in the movie. I'm not going to let out. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who's going to watch it, but... You watch it, and you tell me what you think. But they're just things that you say to yourself, well, why isn't the person doing this? Why isn't this happening? You know, it's almost like logical for the viewer to look at this and say, you know, this should be happening, that should be happening. But it didn't. But nevertheless, it had me on the edge of my seat, and I definitely think it's worth watching. It's called Unhinged with Russell Crowe, and it's on Amazon Prime.
All right. Now, I took your advice, and I watched Cruella.
Wasn't that great?
It was fun. It was a fun movie
to
watch.
It was fun, right?
In the beginning, I wasn't quite sure, but the way it developed and the way the characters developed and the way she developed and yeah, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. It's not a chick flick. It's fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, Disney did a good job, right?
Yeah.
I think they did a good job. Yep. I you know, thumbs up for that too. So, yeah, we're busy watching movies, and I'm watching the movie this morning right now as we speak. It's called The In Motion Satellite Picture of Tropical Storm Elsa.
Now, where is Tropical Storm Elsa located?
Over the Keys and moving into the Gulf of Mexico. 60-mile-per-hour winds will parallel the west coast of Florida and then turn north-northeastward in toward the Big Bend area, north of Tampa, and then move up through the Carolinas, out through Maryland and Delaware. As I told you, we'll throw moisture our way on later Thursday into Friday.
Well, when it gets out into the Gulf, are the winds going to increase anymore in it?
There's a possibility. It's going to be close to land, but there's a possibility it could become a minimal hurricane before making landfall over the Big Bend area of Florida. And then once it gets off the Maryland coast, which would be Friday morning, it could become a tropical storm again because it'll weaken over the Carolinas to a depression. And then once it gets off the coast, it'll become a tropical storm again. And it's going to get very close to Cape Cod.
So if you're on the Cape,
you'll get some wind and you'll get rain. That'll be on Friday.
Yes.
And of course, I do have my friends Vinny and Joanne who are going to be there. And, you know, I'm sure they'll know all about it because that'll be big news on the Cape.
Well, I have a friend who just moved there, an old-time radio buddy, and he just moved back to the Cape. He just got his apartment about a week ago, and he loves that on the Cape. He's been looking to go back there for a long, long time, and so he is back on the Cape, and he's just posting a million videos and pictures.
Where is he on the Cape?
I have no idea. I just know that he's on the Cape. I have no idea where he is. But he's been through some tough struggles recently, and he's come through them okay. And he decided this was the time to get back to a change in his life, and so he went back to where he spent a good part of his broadcasting career. So
good for him.
Yeah. So I get to see lots of pictures of his apartment and stuff like that. He found an apartment right away for like $2,000 a month. Well, you know, on the Cape, I don't think that's that bad, to be honest.
Probably for the Cape, it's not that bad. You're right.
You know, he's got it's a nice condominium. They got a pool. So I don't think it's that bad, actually. I mean, if people try to go to the Cape in the summertime,
they pay $2,000 a week.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, So anyway. Now I know that I'll get definite videos from him on the tropical storm when it hits up there.
Yeah, that you probably will. So that'll be good. Pass them over to me because I would be very interested to see that.
All right, and your weekend went okay then?
It was. I never got to the lake, so I was not at the lake. So it was just okay. Friends of mine, the ones in one town over, they had a barbecue on Sunday. And so I went there for a little while. And that was pretty much it. I didn't do much of too much else, really. Which in a way is good because, you know, if I would have gone to the lake, you know I would have been working. There's a lot of things to do between my cabin and the studio. So I would have been down there. So it's just as well. And I just was doubtful about the weather. I didn't know if it would really rain there Sunday afternoon for a couple of hours, as I'm told it didn't. I didn't know if it would rain Saturday night, march out their fireworks. It did not. And then I would be coming back on Monday anyhow. So I just wound up staying home. So I have not been at the lake now in 3 weeks.
What did I for the fourth? I made myself some tamales, some black bean rice and cheese tamales, and then I made some homemade tacos, the masa and everything, that just were vegetarian, that had lettuce, onion, tomato, avocado, and a little bit of sriracha sauce. And that was my 4th of July picnic over the weekend. I'm more and more drawn to Mexican food. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but it's just easier for me to eat. I don't know. And sriracha, I never thought I'd like sriracha sauce. Never.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's hot. It's like a, you know, like Tony's hot sauce you ever see in the bottles? It's a hot sauce.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like hot stuff.
Yeah, but this is good. You just put a couple of little drabs in there, and it gives it that little kick. So anyway, so that's what I did over the 4th of July, and I go in for my first treatment on my knee on the 16th, which is Friday the 16th. Then I go in for the major transfer of the stem cells on Monday the 19th, and then on Wednesday of that week I go back in and I will transfer more platelets, and then Friday of that week I'll go back in and we'll see how everything went. So be prepared, because the week of the 19th I might not be in. Okay, I'm warning you in advance.
Well, I will be here.
You're going to be on vacation?
I'll be on vacation.
Well, there you go.
I will be coming back. I will be coming back to the Weather Center on, I know you're going to say why, but I will be coming back on Friday the 23rd.
All right. Well, you might speak to me Friday, but I doubt it, but on the 23rd. But just, I'm going to start warning everybody in advance. It's just that the procedure, it's an every other day thing that they do. For the one knee, and so we'll see what happens.
If you're not there, what happens?
We've got people that can fill in, and we can do some limited programming. That's all.
Okay. What do we do
still feed the forecast. Still feed the forecast.
And the MP3s.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There just won't be a live conversation on it in the morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, we got all that settled out, and we'll see what happens if we with the big boomers today.
Oh, yeah. Again, very late this afternoon toward evening.
All right, Pat. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.